And then when Peter asks the question, is this for us or for everybody? Then the Lord applies it to the leaders and says, if you're not taking care of the people I've entrusted to your care, you're in big trouble. You know what I want and you're not doing it. You're going to be beaten severely. So that applies to parents too, you know. Now, we have this text from Romans 6. It's a mystery. We won't criticize, I hope, why they wouldn't give us the first part of Romans 6 before they give us the second part. Because the first part is the foundation. This is a treatise on what happens to you when you're baptized. Christ begins to live in you. When we're baptized into his death. That means the living Christ, fixed forever in the act of love in which he died, starts to dwell and act in you. And you're no longer a slave to sin. You have another much more powerful drive in you than sin. Jesus Christ himself. And that's what's meant by the power of the cross. The power of the cross is the power of the indwelling Christ who is in you, transforming you by the power of baptism. And so that's an important aspect to remember. The notion, the word we have in the community is, you know, the power of the cross. It comes from a very fine evangelical, Jesse Penn Lewis. It's good, but you see, it isn't sacramentally based, and therefore you lose the notion of the power and gift of the sacraments. At that sacrament, when I baptize a little child, Jesus Christ begins to live there. And the parents have promised to bring that child up. And if they do, letting that child be aware of the wonder, I live now, not I, Christ lives in me, they will have power over all the drives, all the solicitations to sin, coming from within and coming from without. Power to live, as it says here. See, you're not under law, you're under grace. The drive in you, the deepest drive in you, is right toward the Father. Get in touch with it. Yield to it. I've told you this story, I think, before. I was lecturing on Romans 6 down at Catholic University. My course was on Romans. So we're up to chapter 6. We're pretty much into the course. Huh? And there was a large group. There were seminarians and lay people. And one of the young women there was listening intensely every day, but she never said a word. And I was doing Romans 6, and her eyes got huge, big. And she raised her hand. She said, "You mean you can change?" I said, "Yes, that's exactly what I mean. You can change. Sin no longer has to reign in your body. The drives of anger and jealousy and lust and whatever, they don't have to be there. At least they can be under your control. Not your control alone. Your control in the power of the act of love in which Jesus died, in which he's fixed and in which he lives in you through baptism. You're grafted onto him." So obviously after class I got along, I said, "Why don't you ask me that?" She said, "My father is an alcoholic, and I've seen him beat my mother so many times that I'm so angry I can't go to communion." And so I said, "Let's pray." So we prayed a bit, and I taught her about how to yield to this power of Jesus Christ in her, the power of the act of love, he died on the cross. And so she began, in less than a month she was going to communion. She had changed. Now that's the law of the Christian life, to change, not just to survive, to make it, you know, to die in the state of grace, which is wonderful. That's not the point. The point is to change, to get holier every day. Die to sin and live to God more every day. That's the whole reason why we're still around. Now what we have in this part, I wish we had that, but we don't. That's the, all of this, you know, the gift of baptism. That's the place where it all happens. When I teach this, I have a list of about this number of ancient and modern theologians and what they say about baptism. Protestant, Catholic, everybody. What I remember right now is the cross becomes act. No, the cross becomes power in the act of baptism by one of the Lutheran theologians. Here, the only point I'd like to make is so we sin because we're not under law but under grace? Of course not. Do you not know that if you present yourself to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey? Either of sin. Now, sin for Paul, often in Romans 6, you have to spell with a capital S. It's a force, it's a power. And that power, it's a combination of the economic, military, social, cultural, emotional, volitional, and demonic drives that run this world. That's sin. So to die to sin is to just step out of that system. Now, we step out, but we bring a lot of with us. And it takes a long time to get rid of the rest. But that's what it means to die to sin. With a capital S. Death he died to sin. The life he lives to God. 6:10. So you too, count yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's such a liberating... And that person who did a nice treatise but didn't realize it was connected to baptism at least was on to something and said, the devil keeps this text obscure because it is such a means of liberation. People don't get it. That girl got it. Now she's a mother, got 3 or 4 kids. And when she talks to them about Jesus and his power, that's not just abstract, is it? She knows. And so, that's the gift he's talking about today.